Bank of America Chief Executive Ken Lewis faced a room full of skeptics yesterday. Members of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee asked pointed questions about his bank's now controversial acquisition of a very troubled Merrill Lynch. Lewis has gone from being hailed as a savior to being questioned as if he were a suspect. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
On September 15th last year, the financial sector was in free fall. Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy, while insurance giant AIG nearly followed suit. So it seemed either suicidal or heroic when Bank of America stepped in right then to announce it would purchase Merrill Lynch. At the time, Lewis called it an opportunity of a lifetime. It turned out to be a debacle.
In mid-December, I was advised that Merrill Lynch had significantly raised its forecast of its losses, and we contacted officials of the Treasury and Federal Reserve to inform them that we had concerns about closing the transaction.
And this is where the real drama begins. Members of Congress wanted to know, did Lewis really not know how bad things were at Merrill? Was he trying to wrangle either bailout money or win legal cover from Uncle Sam over a deal gone bad? Also, did government officials, in their desperation to avoid another major bank bankruptcy, abuse their power by threatening Lewis if he left Merrill at the altar? Emails written at the time show that Federal Reserve officials thought Lewis was threatening to back out of the Merrill deal as a bargaining chip. Ohio Democrat Dennis Kucinich read from one such email from a Richmond Fed official in late December.
Quote, "I think he's worried about stockholder suits. Knows they did not do a good job of due diligence, and the issues facing the company are finally hitting home, and he's worried about his own job after cutting loose lots of very good people," unquote.
Adolphus Towns of New York chairs the House Oversight Committee. He told Lewis, either way, you don't come out smelling like a peach.
Your claim that you had no idea about Merrill's losses until December is remarkable. The Fed seem to think that you are either not being forthcoming about that, or you were completely clueless about the merger and the situation on Wall Street.
Lewis admitted he read weekly reports on Merrill's situation, but he said no one predicted things could get so much worse late in the year. That's why he said he told government officials he might renege on the deal. The message he got back was that if Bank of America pulled out, he would face consequences.
The government could or would remove management and the board.
So you were pressured.
It's hard to find the exact right word to describe what I just described. So I've found as I've tried to have different words that it's best just to describe it and let people come to a conclusion.
At this point, committee members started badgering Lewis. Isn't that a threat? If they told you, they'd get you fired? Republican Jeff Flake of Arizona.
If this wouldn't be considered a threat, if I might just ask you, what would be considered a threat?
Bank of America ended up accepting $45 billion in government bailout funds. So, Flake noted, Lewis probably doesn't want to go publicly accusing federal regulators of overstepping their bounds, but...
I don't know if you can wiggle your pinky finger at us or something or give some sign that...
Lewis grinned broadly, but didn't budge. But this saga is not over. The committee plans to call officials from Treasury and the Fed and get their side of the story. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.